Good morning, everybody. Happy Good Friday. This is my Christian walk, and I am up early here in California. It is a blessed day for believers in Jesus Christ today. Now, if you're not a believer, you don't believe in the gospel, you don't know the gospel, it's cool, man, but you got to change that. I'm going to tell you why, particularly today, because it is a holy day. Now, I am not a Catholic believer. I was raised a Catholic, heavily participating in sacraments and sacramental practices. I don't do that anymore, y'all. I am currently reading Mere Christianity, which I highly recommend. You can get the audiobook on YouTube. It's by C.S. Lewis. It's pretty amazing. C.S. Lewis was a atheist who became a Christian later in his life. He was a professor at Oxford University. I'm going to say it's Oxford. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Cambridge. And he is a brilliant-minded, he's passed now, Christian who wrote several books, The Chronicles of Narnia, Mere Christianity, The Great Divorce. Just an amazing believer. Anyways, I'm watching The Passion of the Christ, by the way, right now, on Hulu, and God, it's with commercials, but that's okay. You can't have everything, y'all. You cannot have everything. But I thought I'd get on today and talk a little bit about why Good Friday, which is just another Friday to most people, it's important that people know whether you accept the gospel or not at this stage in your life, however old you are, that you understand why I believe, at least in my podcast, my Christian walk, why I believe that it is an important date to be mindful of. You know what? We're all sinners. We have all, whether you want to use the word sin or not, I think you would agree that you've done things in your life that you're not proud of. You've had pain. You've had suffering. Life has not gone always the way that you had hoped it would go. This has been my experience, which is the only thing I can talk from in my podcast, my Christian walk. I try to plug it whenever I can. But today, Jesus Christ, this is what we celebrate on Good Friday, believers. Jesus Christ knew when he was crucified that he was going to die a horrific, painful, beyond any measure of relatability. We can't relate to what he suffered, everybody. And knowing he would suffer that way is what marks this day such an important day. And I'm going to say right now, there's many people that think this is a bunch of nonsense. Many people that don't give a crap about Jesus Christ. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe in sin. Nothing past this earthly experience is important. Maybe to you right now, you're hearing this, you're not a believer. Let me tell you why this is something that I strongly encourage you to look at in your life. Because there will come a day when you will be on your deathbed and you will not know what's going to happen afterwards. Think about that for a moment. You're on your deathbed, and you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Life is ending. Well, I'm not going to say that as a believer that I am 1,000%, because nobody could ever be 1,000% sure of anything that hasn't happened yet. But I can tell you this with great certainty. My life has changed for the better because of what my faith tells me about what would happen to me on that fateful day that will happen when I will be on my deathbed awaiting the next existence. And there were many years in my life, y'all, where I just thought, well, you know, God'll be cool. I don't know if I ever felt cool was the right state for how I thought God would be with me. But for the most part, I thought, you know, I haven't really, I mean, I've done some stuff that I'm very, very ashamed of. But I haven't willfully killed anybody. You know, I started going through that whole mental gymnastics of assessing myself. And what I came to realize much later in life, unfortunately not soon enough, and if I did resonate with what I'm going to tell you, I didn't resonate with it enough. And that's a problem. I came to understand why on this Good Friday, we should all be thankful that Jesus Christ died on that cross, that he willfully died, offered no resistance, was crucified, died, was buried, and was resurrected, which started the movement of the early church. We're talking 100 AD, where the church grew with the help of all the apostles, which 99.9% of them were martyred. Now, you know what? People in this world who are unbelievers, Americans, Western culture, they don't even think about this stuff because they don't care. And I always, to some degree, cared. I never delved into the explanations in written form about what happened. So let me give you a little history lesson. This is going to be a bit of a long one today. So the apostles were hanging around Jesus, witnessing his ministry, saw him murdered, saw him and spent time with him after he was resurrected. This all happened, y'all, after he was resurrected. And then he needed to do that. See, on this Good Friday, Jesus needed to die on the cross. He needed to do that for mankind. He needed to be the sacrifice that made everything possible to be good with God based on the amount of sin that there is in the world and has infiltrated every single human being's existence. We are all sinners. Now, the reason this is so fascinating is because the concept of sacrifice as the atonement for bad in order to cleanse and purify is something that the ancient Jews did all the time, pre-Jesus. There were always specific instructions God gave his people on how to atone for their sin. See, God is a righteous God. God is a holy God. God is beyond our comprehension. And that is one part of God that we cannot dismiss. It's the whole reason the flipping crucifixion happened. Now, I don't know why God did that. I don't know why it went down that way. It does no good to speculate for any of you on why that went down that way. But it did. And think about it for a moment. As I'm watching The Passion of the Christ right now on Hulu, which is a brilliant movie directed by Mel Gibson, and he's going to do another one soon. I don't know when. As I'm watching this, I'm thinking the savagery of how Jesus was killed, the willingness of Jesus to go to his death for mankind. Now, what does it mean, y'all, that Jesus died for our sins? Because you hear that all the time. He takes away the sins of the world. You know, he is the Lamb of God. Nobody gets to the Father but through him, etc., etc., etc. Well, what does that mean? Okay, I just kind of alluded to it a second ago, but let me go a little bit more in detail. What it means is much like earlier in time when the Jews in Israel and the Israelites were worshiping God, they were always offering, again, a sacrifice for their atonement. They were always doing something in that ritualistic practice to make up for the badness of their actions. And what Jesus is the continuum of that in a much different manifestation. And prophesied, by the way, Jesus was prophesied quite a bit Now, I know Jews do not accept the Messiah, Jesus. I know that. And that's a whole nother topic. And, you know, Mel Gibson famously said, well, the Jews killed Jesus. Well, yeah, technically that's true. The Jews did kill Jesus. And for good reason. Jesus was a threat. He was a threat to their power. He was a threat to their control. Hence, they had him arrested. He was crucified. Roman authority was present in the land at the time. And the Romans didn't want anything to do with this, but they didn't want insurrection and they wanted to keep peace. So they crucified him. Now, this Good Friday, we celebrate that because you would think, well, man, that's screwed up. Why would we celebrate that? Why do we want to celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Of course, Easter Sunday is coming up. And here's the reason we celebrate. Because again, Jesus Christ on the cross is the ultimate sacrifice that he willingly paid for our sin. So that when we die, if we believe in Jesus, if we're truly filled with the Holy Spirit, if we truly understand, repent, and try with the power and only with the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus to change our behavior, then, in my opinion, that qualifies us to receive his grace that he bestowed on us through his sacrifice. Now, I used to be a real critical person in that I used to say, look, you gotta accept Jesus Christ, because if you don't, you are responsible for your sins. And that's alluded to biblically in the Bible, that if you do not accept, and some people will even say, if you do not say these words in this prayer and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. And I remember with my late father, when I was really of that mindset, I alluded to that very same thing, and I don't think it was right to do. Now, it's not because I don't believe to some degree that that is true. Maybe to a large degree, I believe that is true. I don't think it's my place, y'all, to say that. It's not my place. I can tell you what I think, and I'll say it right now and move on. I think if you reject Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and you show no interest in accepting his theology or his ministry and the theology that ensued, then I would not want to go to my deathbed and go to the next existence with that. Okay? I think some of the characteristics of people who believe and who believe in Jesus Christ, some of the characteristics when people are, quote, born again, is that they recognize that they are sinners. They recognize that there is a reason that people should be repenting. There is a reason why people will say they deserve hell. And you'll get into this debate with people that don't accept that, and it's like you're insulting them. They don't want to even concede that they're sinners. And this is, to me, characteristics, strong characteristics, black and white characteristics of people who don't believe. So on this Good Friday, y'all, as I wrap this up, I can hear my dog going out the doggy door. On this Good Friday, I say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for sinners like me who do not deserve grace, who do not deserve what Jesus did for me. I do not deserve it. It's a gift, and it's based on faith. There is nothing that you can do. And I'll end it with this. If you do not accept Jesus Christ, and the Bible talks about this, there's nothing you can do to match what he did for the atonement of your sins. In other words, your sins, you're still accountable for your sins. We cannot please God in that way. Now, does that mean that to some degree God is not favorable to those that choose to live their lives a certain way? And they choose and try really hard to be good people? I think that would be really idiotic to say that that doesn't please God. If God is good and God is holy, and I believe he is, and God is all-knowing, he knows you inside and out because he created you, then he knows exactly what you bring to the table. So there is no escaping God. I have a friend who is my ex-therapist. He retired. And he made a statement one time that I thought was pretty profound. He said, you know, we look for justice in this world. We look for justice and we're never going to find it. We're never going to find it. But here's the deal, y'all. Nobody gets out into the next existence without accountability. We are all accountable for every single action we've done. We are responsible because God created us as free-willed creatures. But the big difference is God knows the game plan. God's seen the whole movie. God wrote the movie. He wrote the screenplay for this movie called Life and when this age will end. And he knows what the ending is. And he knows what the ending is for every one of us. He's the beginning, the middle, and the end of this great novel called Your Life. So please, on this Good Friday, just take some time. Maybe even watch The Passion of the Christ. It may not make sense to you, but it may. And if you ask the Holy Spirit and you ask Jesus Christ to come in you and to live in you, he will do that. He will not reject you. Okay? All right, everybody. Have a great Good Friday. It's been my Christian walk. You can find me. Obviously, you're listening to me on Spotify Podcasters, which used to be... what did it used to be? I forgot. Anyways, it's now podcasting on Spotify. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Peace. Happy Good Friday.